Wisconsin lawmakers have tried before to return 17-year-olds to juvenile court, where the state used to send them. Leaders changed the policy after some teens committed serious violent crimes. Jim Mosier says the bill now before lawmakers makes a distinction.
Separating sort of violent and nonviolent offenders. And I think that's a critical discussion as it relates to public safety and addresses concerns that some may have about returning 17-year-olds.
Mosier works for the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families.
We've learned a lot over the last 10 to 12 years about adolescent brain development and how kids think, which also helps us and has helped practitioners develop programs and interventions that are more responsive to that and helping kids think differently and behave differently.
Mosier told a legislative committee Thursday that the majority of crimes 17-year-olds commit are lesser offenses and should not permanently mar futures. Most who testified at the hearing agree. First-time nonviolent 17-year-olds deserve a second chance. Yet the Wisconsin Counties Association opposes the legislation in its current form. Sarah Karsdorf is spokesperson. She says Wisconsin law requires counties provide service for juveniles and the criminal justice system, and most communities cannot afford to treat more offenders.
We cannot support this bill until the issue of funding is addressed. We think it makes sense to bring the juveniles back, but again, that comes at a cost, and we need the resources in order to provide the services and treatment that is necessary.
Karsdorf says counties would support the legislation only if the state covers the additional costs. In recent years, a number of states have stopped charging children as adults. Those places include Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Illinois. LaToya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.